color at that point was simply an amateur experience. Black and white was the thing. You had to do a black and white image with the edges showing from the negative carrier to
filed out.
Absolutely convince everybody that you didn't frame anything outside camera. I went to these various people that he'd have speakers coming in, and they'd all talk about black and white, and they'd show these images of their work that were all so meticulously printed on beautiful black and white paper. 8.5 by 11 was the maximum size that they worked in, and they were all photo documentary in some way. And I thought, I don't understand. This isn't what I want to do with my life. So I kind of drifted over to printmaking again, only I discovered gum bichrome. At that point, nobody knew how to teach it. So that's when I went to Bea Nettles. I called her up and I went over to Rochester, which is not that far from Syracuse, and asked her if I could have a day workshop with her to understand how all this worked. So she provided me with a lot of information, and she was also the first person that I met who was really working outside that system. So that's when I began to discover there was this whole underground of particularly women who were making photographic images that didn't fit into this little black and white perfect frame.